This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank Friday, it's football on BFM 89.9.
Yeah, it was a great achievement from the lads tonight, you know. Always a difficult place to come. We realised that from the last time we came here and we drew 1-1, but you know, the fans were magnificent tonight. They stuck behind us and we managed to get the win. No, I'm enjoying myself at the moment, you know, and everything seems to be going in. So I'm delighted with the way I'm playing and the goals that I'm scoring. But it was a great team effort today, and yeah, we're delighted with that.
Thank Friday, it's football on BFM 89.9.
Kicking off this week's show with Arsenal match winner Aaron Ramsey, who, yeah, can't stop scoring at the moment. Let me introduce the guys. The guys in the studio tonight, we've got Craig Marias from the world of Little League coaching.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. We've got a professional player in the house.
Ooh.
Newly signed for ATM, behind the sticks, in between the sticks, rather, Syed Adney.
Hello, good evening.
Welcome, welcome to the show.
Behind's not too far off.
Oi, 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 behave, behave. And Astro Super Sport's very own Insomnia.
Yes,
Russian
it is.
Lion.
Thank you very much for having us on the show, Ross.
I like it. You're speaking on behalf of everyone.
It's a new spokesperson.
Wicked, yes.
I hope it doesn't happen the whole night.
Please, shush. Okay.
Tweet us at BFM Radio, SMS on 01620019000. Follow us on Facebook. Like our page. It's football on BFM. We're going to kick off with Aaron's team. Match winner, Aaron Ramsey. It was another acid test for Arsenal after their 2-0 win against Liverpool. And they passed it, didn't they? Big time.
Just about. Very, very fortunate. I thought it was a good first half. But in the second half, I thought Dortmund came out of the traps and they really put their foot down and started playing the football that we know that they can.
Yeah, but this has been Dortmund throughout the entire start of the season. Yes, they've been scoring goals early on, but it's dried up. They've always been a team that's not been ruthless enough. I've been saying this from day one.
On the Friday before, Lewandowski scored
exactly,
a hat trick.
Exactly, but have you been watching? I've been watching all their games. They can actually score about 14 goals in a game, but they just don't take their chances. And it happened. One game had to happen where they couldn't get anything. And it was the Arsenal.
I think
game.
Arsenal did very well defensively.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
Are you talking about? Well, they didn't let. They had a clean sheet.
It was just a simple case of Dortmund not taking their chances.
It was. And before Ramsey scored that goal, which you got to give credit to Arsenal, they kept plugging away and they had their spell and they took their chance.
Chesney had a couple of good saves.
He did,
well.
But that's my thing. I think Dortmund should be 3 goals up before Arsenal even score their first. And like Roshan said, you know, if they keep missing these kind of chances, it's going to cost them at some stage.
Mm. It's quite worrying for Dortmund when you're... player with the most amount of passes was Subotic and the second one is Sven Bender.
Yeah.
Two defensive-minded players. That's scary.
Mm.
Alan Ramsey was had the most amount of passes for Arsenal with Mikel Arteta. Two creative players who were, you know, just basically bossing the game around.
Yeah. Well, Dortmund
I wouldn't say they were bossing the game around. Let's be less...
Dortmund. Dortmund were bossing it around for sure.
Who?
Dortmund.
Yeah, Dortmund were. He said Arsenal. Arteta and
They had the most amount of completed passes throughout the game.
Yeah, they weren't bossing the midfield, though, let's be honest.
Dortmund coach Jurgen Klopp, after the game, said they can win this, meaning Arsenal.
I think...
good enough?
Nah, no English club is at the moment. But in saying that, you know, City were pretty impressive.
If Chelsea could win the Champions League, bro, anything is possible.
Yeah. No, I think... I really still think, like, the German teams... Yeah. I'm not ruling Dortmund out. Bayern Munich.
Is Aaron Ramsey the most improved player of the season
for
already?
For sure.
Without
far.
In Europe. In the world.
11 goals for Arsenal this season. That's what? His total 6 seasons before that.
He came from getting criticism at the start of the season and then just, he's now a top player.
Well, I was just going to say, at the start of the season, after the 3-0 thrashing at Villa, I think it was in England. It was either on Match of the Day or Sky.
Mm.
And one of the pundits came out and said, you know, Arsenal will never win the league if they have Aaron Ramsey in their midfield. He's not going to lead them to trophies. He's not going to lead them to titles.
You know what this reminds me of? When Scholes was in form, when Lampard was in form, they were always at the right place at the right time within the penalty box for their team. It's unbelievable
we're chatting about this outside, and it's all about the timing getting to the box.
The way
you know?
He hit the volley, everything as well.
Yeah, well, you got
the game before.
Yeah, you got people like Ronaldo who's got amazing timing. Lampard, like you said, Scholes used to have it. Tim Cahill, you know, these kind of players have a knack of getting into the right place at the right time.
Correct.
And it is a good trait to have for a midfielder.
All right. The other Group F game, Napoli 3, Marseille 2. So Arsenal and Napoli locked on 9 points. We're going to leave off Group F and go to our first break of the evening. And Jose Mourinho taking credit for Samuel Eto'o's goal. Outrageous stuff.
I told him that. I know the keeper from Portugal and Spain, because he was in Portugal and Spain, and we know that Schalke likes to play back passes, and Schalke likes to play from the back with the keeper. So Samuel was clever the way he attacked the keeper.
Before Friday materializes, BFM 89.9.
Hi, I'm Ian Rush. I scored 346 goals. And speaking of finishing, end your week with Thank Friday, It's Football.
Aye, 346, he said. 340. Don't get that wrong, like. Yeah, you're back with Roshan Narayan, Syed Adni, and Craig Marais. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can SMS on 016 201 9000. Follow us on Facebook. Like our page. It's Football on BFM. We're talking about Group E now. Chelsea 3, Schalke 0. Eden Hazard famously dropped for the game because he went to see Lille the night before and then he missed training.
So basically, he went back to Belgium, got drunk on a few stellas.
When Craig
on
says drunk, means orange juice, fresh orange juice, good for the body.
And he missed, up late.
3-0 flatters Chelsea, yeah, no?
I watched that game and I can tell you this, it was Schalke who should have been 3-0 up within the first 10 minutes because Drexler had some really good chances. Their defense was absolutely R-U-B-B-I-S-H.
And this was without Luis, right?
Correct. Hey, good one. I just saw what he did there. No, and they were absolutely being slaughtered until the goalkeeper fumbled. I mean, that was an absolute... Hopefully, Syed Adni doesn't do that ever again in his career.
I've learned from my mistakes.
Syed, you understand you don't get half an hour to clear the ball.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's just,
we're telling you that so now. Fast. You heard it here first.
Yeah, he was like tweeting or something. I don't know what he was doing.
But the thing about it was that he saw Eto'o over there. Yeah. And he's like, okay, I need to take a touch and clear the ball. And, I mean, as a keeper, when you played and...
Yeah, well, you don't
trying to be polite.
He's a German international as well, right? Timo Hildebrand.
Yeah. Very experienced as well.
Exactly.
He's a very experienced keeper. How is it when strikers come and...
Well, sometimes you don't expect it. You think you've got all the time in the world, but and then suddenly they come sprinting out and then you've got to take that step. So I thought when I saw it, he took that step that made him make the mistake. He took the step.
It was really bad. After that goal went in, you could just see Schalke drop.
Yeah,
it's always tough, isn't it, when you play a team, quality team like Chelsea, and you need, like you said, we touched on about Dortmund just now. You need to take your chances against these teams, and if you don't, you're going to put your team under tremendous pressure.
They certainly know how to punish you. 3-0, the end scoreline. The other Group E match. Basel 1, Steaua Bucharest 1. So Chelsea on 9 points after 4 matches. Schalke on 6. Chelsea through already.
Yeah, I don't see any other hiccups from Jose Mourinho's boys. It'll be extremely difficult if they mess it up from here, but they look good, actually.
I think they'll get in through easy.
Okay, they need to get Rafa Benitez back.
European master.
Yeah. On to Group A we go, where Real Sociedad 0, Man United 0. On paper, great away point, but United let this one slip, didn't they?
We said this about Schalke, Dortmund, and now United. It's the same thing. United dominated the whole match. I mean, Sociedad really didn't do anything.
And I love the goal line clearance from Chicharito when he was right under the bar. He was like 2 yards out. He's known the ball in.
The thing about it, he's known for his poaching and his finishing. Yeah. And I've never actually seen him miss. He's tried so hard. I remember in a Charity Shield match once, he tried so hard to miss the ball and he kicked it and it hit his head and went in against
Chelsea.
He tries so hard to miss, but he never can. And when you needed him to score, he didn't do it.
I feel sad for him because recently he started the game, then he was taken off. He was subbed and you could just see his face just drop.
Yeah.
He's really trying hard, but unfortunately...
But that's when you don't get much playing time. You need the playing time and that gives you confidence. You know, when you come in once in a while, it's very hard just to come in and go and get your touch right away. So I think it's better that, you need more playing time.
What's up with Mourad Fellaini? Their record, well, not record, but a 27 million splash.
Well, I mean,
I think they paid for the hair.
They didn't have such a bad game. He was average. And that's the best I could give him. You know, the red card, I mean, he was just silly. But I don't blame him. I blame David Moyes for that. Because it was so obvious. I mean, I think he had five fouls before his second yellow card. And surely, as a manager, you know when a player's on a tight rope.
But he should also know that, you know, he's on a yellow card. Yeah, don't make those kind of tackles.
You can't tell a midfielder, defensive midfielder at that. Yeah, but
it was a ridiculous tackle.
The best example, Paul Scholes, Champions League semi-final against Juventus.
Yeah.
You knew
yeah.
he was not going to pull out. He had to get the ball or the player. Yeah. And he sacrificed himself.
I mean, it wasn't the same kind of magnitude this match. But still, but, you know, as a midfielder.
As a professional, you just want to do the best.
Mm. And David Moyes really should have taken him off.
But to be honest, they weren't in a goal-scoring situation.
No, I know.
If
the
you talk about how
Scholes
does it, he does it. You know,
it's like
the right time.
It's like asking a bull not to charge at a matador when it's been trained to charge at a matador. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Especially when he's got hair like that.
Is that Stanley Bernard?
are you listening, Stan?
You are.
Plus point. Kagawa had quite a good game.
I thought you said the plus point was going to be Ashley Young's dive. I mean, I give that 9.5.
Listen, Ashley Young got criticised for that, but Neymar went down easily in his match as well. It was a sure penalty.
Yeah, but hang on, there's an argument there.
Yes.
The likes of Ronaldo, Bale, Neymar, they go down easily, but they have skill. They're players.
Yeah.
You look for Ashley Young. And you see, apart from diving, what else is there?
That is... Hey, he's not that bad. Okay, he's that bad.
Shocking.
But yeah.
He's
fair
shocking.
Enough.
So predictable. But going back to you, Kagawa, decent. I didn't think you... I mean...
Will he leave, do you reckon?
I hope for his sake he leaves.
I thought Kagawa was awful until he got moved in
into a more central role
in the number 10 role behind the striker, behind Van Persie it was.
But that's his place. And when he played for Dortmund, he was playing there.
And he was so effective. You could see the game just change around immediately. I think we created two or three chances straight away after Robin Van Persie came along and he hit the post. We had the penalty. So there was a lot of plus points for United. I mean, a clean sheet is massive, you know.
Mm. Yeah, Real Sociedad are no smugs.
Yeah. Mm. So they'll take great confidence from that. But attacking-wise, they created chances. They might not put it at the back of the net.
Mm.
But you got to remember the likes of Robin Van Persie didn't start, so...
Okay, well, United still top on 8 points. The other Group A match was Shakhtar Donetsk 0, Bayer Leverkusen 0. In Group D, the other Manchester club, City, put 5 past CSKA Moscow. And do you know what? They're front two of Sergio and Alvaro. They're getting along. They speak Spanish. It's the same language. They know each other.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about good partnerships in the Premier League.
Sorry, but I don't think you should be talking about City. Yeah,
why not? I've seen more games of them live this season than you.
Oh, that's okay. You know?
I know Negredo got the hat trick, but I think Sergio Aguero was the better player. The way he's twisting and turning,
and, you know, he provides as well. You know?
Yeah.
So it's an amazing combination. You know, people talking about Sturridge and Suarez, but you look at now Negredo and Aguero, they're just stepping up.
You got a feel for Edin Dzeko. The start of the season, he started scoring goals, and now it's again.
But it just shows the quality that City
has.
Exactly,
You
know, Dzeko comes off the bench, grabs a goal. I mean, he's
a world-class striker. Jovetic hasn't even got a chance to prove himself.
It serves him right.
What about this question of City? It seems to be the goalkeeping question mark. Okay, Hart didn't play in this game. But is he due back, do you reckon?
No.
Roy Hodgson said he's still number one for England.
How he can be number one for England after Fraser Forster put in a fantastic performance midweek?
I have no idea. This is
same
between y'all.
Celtic. Same reason
how. Yeah, no, between y'all. England.
Tell you how. Why put it at Ross for?
It's the accent.
I was going to say, same reason how we have our number 8. It's a different story. Okay, the other Group D game, Bayern Munich. They were less than impressive, but they won away at Victoria Pleasant. It was Mandzukic with the goal there. So Bayern, 4 wins out of 4, topping the table. City through in second place on 9 points. Good considering this third time lucky for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, much easier group this time around.
Yeah.
I don't really think so. CSKA Moscow, they're compared to
last year?
Dude, last year was the group of death.
Don't compare last year, but I think it's still a tough group.
Yeah. No, it is easier than last year.
As for Bayern, I think what is really beneficial for them is a fully fit Mario Götze starting games. Yeah. Oh my God, man.
But what was Mandzukic after he scored the goal? Why is he so angry?
He's got issues, low.
He heard Boyan at left.
He was coming to Kelantan next year.
Exactly. Not anymore. Elsewhere in the Champions League, in Group B, certain Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 8th goal in 4 games in the Champions League. He's equaled the record, apparently, with that. Gareth Bale also scored, but it was 2-2 against Juve. Pogba had a good game for Juve.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Every time you see him play.
Every time I see him play, I'm just crying.
That's just biased.
I just got my head biased.
Dude, he's really good.
Just from United.
No, he was fantastic.
No, he was very good. I tell you, at times he made Sergio Ramos look very, very sick.
Yeah, for sure.
The way he was just pulling the ball and
the Johan turn, the Cruyff turn, I was like, wow. And he's not even a natural winger, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. He's getting.
What do we think of Madrid?
They look horrible in orange.
They were blue, didn't they?
No, they were orange.
They were all orange.
They looked like Valencia.
Yeah, but gone wrong.
Yeah, extremely
it's
wrong.
It's like a really wrong Holland.
Yeah.
They're a defensive wreck.
They are, aren't they?
Going forward anytime, you know. And Cristiano, you know, he assisted the ball that Bale scored.
A great finish by Bale. Yeah.
One touch. Yeah. No backlift at all.
I mean, that combination is going well at the moment, isn't it? Starting to understand
each
other's
games.
Well,
you have to give it time. You know, when you give it time, you know, they'll always come up.
Well, the other Group B game, Copenhagen beat Galatasaray 1-0. Guess who's in charge of Galatasaray?
Mancini.
Of course, it was a big loss for them because they're stuck on 4 points. It was a chance for them to pull away from Copenhagen. But Copenhagen well in it. And Juve, bottom of the table, bottom 3 points. So second place still up for grabs.
They could be another United. Remember when they were dumped out in the group stages? Yeah. It could be Juve this time.
Yeah, they're very close. They needed to win. And it looked like they were going to win. Yeah. You know, they had a fantastic first half against Madrid.
It was a very, very unlucky goal to give away.
Yeah.
It was a mistake from Caceres, the right back, the Uruguayan guy. Mm. Yeah. And after that, they just fell flat.
What was he thinking when he played that pass?
He wasn't thinking.
That's the problem. In Group C, PSG drew 1-1 with... Who did they draw with again?
PSG. Come on, Champions League. Mr. Champions League.
Yes, right? Go ahead.
Anderlecht. Was it 1-1 with Anderlecht?
Yeah. At home, though.
It was Zlatan who scored the goal.
About.
Yeah, but they're more or less through. They're 3 points clear. Olympiacos beat Benfica 1-0. This time they played on a football pitch instead of a swimming pool. It's amazing.
I love that first game, though. Yeah. I mean, they were trying so hard to pass the ball around. And
you could just see this ball floating around.
All they needed was an English coach, Route 1 stuff.
PSG, are they going to be a force? They spent a lot of money.
I think they're the most balanced team in Europe. One of the top most balanced. If they get Thiago Silva back, along with Alex, I think the defense is really good. Yeah. Their midfield is fantastic. Because thank God they're not playing Javier Pastore. He's on the bench where he belongs. And up front, come on, man. Edison Cavani and Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
But I heard Cavani's not happy. You know,
really?
He's in the shadow of Ibrahimovic,
but he's scoring goals. I think they're the
dark horses.
Dark
horses for the Champions League.
Zlatan or Ronaldo's going to be missing at the World Cup.
Yeah, that's going to be a big loss.
Side Adni is going to be missing at the World Cup. That is the most important thing right now. I'm just kidding, love, bro. I love you.
Thanks, bro. I mean, there's a lot of talk about Zlatan possibly being the one to break into that Cristiano Ronaldo Messi thing to make it a three. I don't think so. I think he's a little bit. Way off that, but
I'll tell you what it is. It's the way he scores his goals. It's ridiculous. You know, Messi, you know, the chip, okay, he's going to run through about 10 or 15 players.
But I think it's also his personality, you know. When he comes across, he's like, he'll score a fantastic goal and he'll just stand there and not celebrate.
Zlatan is rock and roll.
I like Zlatan.
Who doesn't? All right, moving along. In Group G, Atletico Madrid made it 4 wins out of 4. 100% record. 4-0 thumping of Austria Vienna. It was Miranda, Raul Garcia, Diego Costa, who's Spanish, you know.
And missed a penalty as well.
And Felipe Luis with the goals there. In the other Group G game, Zenit and Porto drew 1-1. In Group H, Barcelona. We were just saying on Monday's show, what a drought he's going through. Three games, Messi.
We did him a favour, I think, you know. We riled him up a bit, you know.
Because after he downloaded the podcast.
I've got to tell you, that game, as you do. That game was horrible in the first half if you were an AC Milan fan. Robinho needs to retire, go join some sombrero band or something like that, because he was horrible. Then comes in Mario Balotelli and
changed the game.
Yeah, Adriano, and he made Mascherano his... What am I supposed
to say? Yeah.
He was shoving them to the ground. He was going past them. He made them look very normal.
what they are. Mascherano is when he plays in defence. He's very normal.
He is very normal.
But the problem with Barcelona is in their past three league games, their centre pairing at the back has always changed.
Yeah.
It's four of them, Puyol, Batra, Piqué and Mascherano, but they've not been consistent. Well,
I still don't understand how Barcelona, I think it was Tito at the time, can look at his squad and say, I don't need a centre back. Mm. How can you do it? I know they're trying to get Thiago Silva in.
Yeah.
But if you don't, surely you have about three or four names on that list. If you don't get your first pick, you go to your second or third. It just baffles me.
No. They go from defence to current midfielders.
Yeah.
He can play there.
Busquets will go down.
Exactly. Song would go down as well.
Yeah. You know?
All right, so that's Champions League. Oh, the other Group H game. Ajax beat Celtic 1-0. So, yeah, Celtic.
But I just got to say, it was a fantastic goal by Ajax. Possibly it was one of the goals of the competition.
It was a good goal.
But Fraser Forster's performance, I was just touching upon it just now. Amazing. Absolutely
he should
fantastic.
Play for England.
There's talk of him going to Barcelona, you know.
Wow.
There's actually talk of him.
But the games last season, he played against Barcelona. Oh, my God.
Xavi endorsed it.
He could then be understudy to Joe Hart if he moves to Barcelona.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right, in the Europa League this week, Tottenham shot the Sheriff again.
Hey!
and Jermaine Defoe is some prolific European goal scorer now, apparently. Past Martin Chilvers' record or something. They won 2-1 anyway. And Spurs doing well. 100% record. Four wins out of four.
Yeah, they do have a fairly
only
easy
conceded
group.
One.
What was good was Lamela getting a game.
And a goal.
Yeah. I really feel sad for him. He's another Jovetic who comes across to England saying, oh, I'm the next big thing.
No, but I think with him, he was very unlucky in the sense that Townsend burst onto the scene as soon as he came.
Yeah, true.
And
the goal scoring machine.
Well, and he did well.
Mm. Yeah. So, and then you've got Eriksen there. He was missing out in the Premier League.
Yeah. And you got Lennon. Don't forget Aaron Lennon on that, right? So
they've got too many midfielders, you know, wingers, midfielders. You know, you don't know who to put.
Play him up front.
Well, I think the problem there was that Townsend, I think, was probably going to be sent out on loan. But with Lennon's injury, they kept him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now he had his start. He took his chance. And the rest of the state is
history.
Well, they're definitely through. Whether they win the group or not is the only thing now. Spurs top of Group K. In Group A, Swansea drew in Russia 1-1 against Kuban Krasnodar. They were denied all 3 points, apparently. They were leading through Wilfred Bony. Yeah.
Stoppage time again.
Two games in a row.
I like Swansea. I love watching Swansea play. Yeah, good and stuff. To see them go down, oh my goodness.
It's like heartbreaking.
They play really good football. Yeah. I like how they play.
I think everyone has a soft spot for them for some reason. Yeah. You know? It's just because of the style of play and Michael Laudrup.
Yeah.
they trail Valencia by a point in Group A. Valencia had a 3-2 away win against St. Gallen. In Switzerland. In Group D, Wigan, FA Cup holders.
Yes.
Sounds weird.
Say that again.
I know, it's weird.
Wigan in the Europa League.
I read that today. I was like, wow. Okay. Anyway, they lost in Russia 1-0 to Rubin Kazan, as opposed to Kuban Krasnodar. Yeah, you know, Rubin Kazan, this one. But Wigan.
That's a decent result, you know, because a lot of big teams have struggled when they
go there. So. I mean, they're coping quite well, right?
Yeah. They've won a couple of games as well, I think.
Yeah, well, they've won one and drew two. Yeah. But Ruben, they're scoring a lot of goals as well. And to lose 1-0, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's good, yeah.
Isn't Ruben going to be your new teammate at EPL?
Hello.
I like that.
Your favourite player,
Is he international class, though?
Ruben Kazan, yes, they are. They play in the Europa League, so yes.
We're going to go to another break. And this is David Moyes, Man United manager, ruining drop points in midweek.
I see it in the end as a missed opportunity to take 3 points. We had some good chances in the second half especially. And I felt that we were worthy of getting all 3 points tonight. Well, we're still in a strong position. I think if we'd won tonight, it would have given us a real, real chance of making sure that we were the team who were going to lead the group. But we're in a healthy position. You want to be top. But I do feel that we missed out on a chance tonight of making sure it was three points, I should say.
Brilliant financial model. BFM 89.9.
Hi, I'm Gary Neville. Thank Friday, it's football.
You're back with Roshan Ryan, Syed Adni and Craig Marais. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can SMS on 01620019000. Follow us on Facebook. It's Football on BFM. Sarah from Perak says Kagawa should be given more time to play in the middle of the park. We agree with you, sir.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily, though.
Really?
Would you drop Rooney?
No.
Where would you play Rooney then?
That's why Kagawa needs to go to Dortmund. Go back to Dortmund.
Rooney's having a great season. I think he needs to leave. Role.
January, please.
Swap deal, maybe.
With who? Lewandowski?
You know. Oh, I'd take something Royce. Can be worked out.
I'd take Royce.
Gundogan, even.
Good, yeah. Gundogan, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You need, all over Gundogan.
You know, yeah. United need Gundogan more. Yeah, me, yeah, definitely. I can serve food.
Just take the whole team, eh? Just give him Kagawa.
Let's stick with United now. This weekend, they've got a massive game against Arsenal. A lot's been asked about Arsenal's credentials. This season, they had this impressive win against Liverpool in midweek. It was an away win in Germany against Dortmund. Now, surely, Old Trafford should be no problem for Arsene Wenger's marauding Gunners.
But, there's always a but from a Man United fan.
My heart is telling me United will snatch this.
Well, if West Brom can do it, Arsenal can do it.
No, I think it's going to be a great game. But this is the game which defines whether Arsenal are going to be title challengers or
it's
going to
be a
winners.
Very tough game for United. Yeah. You know the way Arsenal have been playing.
Exactly,
and Arsenal haven't played the big teams yet. I think this is except Liverpool.
Yeah,
they're
Chelsea,
a very big
Liverpool.
Team.
They had Chelsea in the League Cup.
Mm. Yeah, they played Chelsea.
But, I mean now it's
Liverpool was the first test. Yes. Yeah. Started with that one, and then they were saying, "Oh, Dortmund away." So they passed those two.
Hey, but Liverpool were unlucky to get nothing from that game.
I think if we look at those both matches, yes, a fair play to Arsenal. They got the 6 points from them, but. I mean, the both teams, Dortmund and Liverpool, miss a hat load of chances.
Yep, true.
And on a normal day, they usually put them away.
Mm.
So if you look at Arsenal's overall play, it wasn't really impressive. But, you know, sign of a good team is when you don't play well and win games.
Yeah, that's how Man United do it, you know?
Don't look at me, look at him, la.
What'd he say?
That's how Man United do it. Hey. You know, they don't have to play well, but you know, you win games, you win the league.
It was certainly the United of old, but we know it's a transitional United this season. So seriously, Craig, you're leaning towards United on this.
Just
one.
it'll be a 2-1, I think.
Side, what's going to happen in this one?
I don't know. I think it might be a draw. I'd give it a 1-1 or 2-2 draw.
Whenever I've said something, the opposite happens. So I'm going to go for an Arsenal win, 3-1.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. It's a big Sunday game, this one. So Monday, 10 past midnight, kickoff, Man United in 8th. Yeah, it sounds weird, that. Almost as weird as Wigan, FA Cup holders.
That's where they're supposed to be.
Against Arsenal in 1st.
Sorry, Greg.
Next up, we talk about Chelsea. 2nd place Chelsea. They entertain West Brom now. Chelsea at home, I know they're 5 points behind Arsenal, but Chelsea at home, they're a different proposition, and Mourinho's got this mental record going where he hasn't lost for 27 years or something.
I still think the defence is a problem for them. Midfield, it depends on who he chooses, who he picks, and who up front as well. But it's the defence. You always have an opportunity with Chelsea.
Is it a problem now because Terry's back and...
For the other people's wives? Yes, of course. Yes, definitely, yeah.
No, I think, you talk about John Terry, but he's been their best defender this season. Yeah. It's who partners alongside him. I'm still not convinced with Gary Cahill. I don't know how he starts for England.
I prefer Ivanovic in the middle.
I'm all mm-hmm. I totally agree. And Azpilicueta. Right.
That's a perfect.
Yeah.
And this is Mourinho's 100th game.
That was the back four last season under Rafa Benitez.
Ivanovic
in the middle.
Yes.
And Azpilicueta on the right. Yep. And they did really well. So, Mourinho is a big fan of Luis. And he tries to accommodate him, but for me, he's just a liability.
Mm. Well, Eto'o scoring as well. You say 100th game for him. He's not going to want to lose this. He's vain like that. He's got his record going.
Yeah.
I'm sure. No, I'm just speaking from...
Yeah, but Chelsea at the bridge, you know, they've got, like, from the last 39 points, they've got 37. So I don't think there's going to be any problem.
Mm. All right, well, Eden Hazard expected to return after his shenanigans, shall we say.
His little problem.
It's a wee little problem. But, I mean, if you're named after a garden, you should. It is a Saturday, 11 o'clock kickoff. Chelsea, we reckon, everyone here reckons, will probably beat West Bromwich Albion. Yeah. Liverpool in 3rd, entertain Fulham in 16th, or should we say their full name, Fulham in Freefall?
Yes. Because this could be the weekend where Martin Yole
loses his job. It could be the straw that breaks Martin Yole's back.
Because I know Liverpool lost last weekend 2-0 to Arsenal, but like I said, I touched upon, they created a lot of chances. If Suarez and Sturridge get back to goal scoring form and finishing these chances, and Fulham with their defensive record last weekend, I mean, they were shocking in the first 20 minutes against United. If they keep that going, then Liverpool at home, I'm sorry, I think this could be over in half an hour.
And it's going to be a perfect game from Steven Gerrard, because he was criticised in that Arsenal game. I expect nothing but brutality.
And you've got
Liverpool.
Coutinho is coming back. Yeah. You know, he played 45 minutes against Arsenal. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a whole different Liverpool.
And also, three games in November for Liverpool because of their non-participation in cup tournaments that
matter. I think this is where they're going to benefit tremendously. We look at the other challenges.
Exactly.
Tottenham, the likes of Tottenham especially, they're playing on Thursdays. United, Chelsea, Man City. Mm. You know, all these teams have got European fixtures midweek. So the team that's actually benefiting from this is Liverpool.
Yeah.
But that's one of the main reasons why Rodgers turned down the choice to take part in the Europa League this season.
Do you reckon the fact that Suarez was banned at the start of the season has made Sturridge a much better forward?
Well, you know, all the focus was on Sturridge at the start of the season. So, you know, he had to cope with that without Suarez. But now that Suarez is back, I think, you know, it's just easier for him to move. And, you know, Suarez makes the space, you know, dribbles and gives him space. And then Suarez can also provide for Sturridge. And then, you know, they're getting closer and closer, they're bonding. And, you know, there's no stopping them, I think,
this,
in the future.
This is the best partnership.
For me.
Yeah.
For me, yeah.
SAS, mm-hmm. right?
I agree. I think you can't ignore them. I just love how they both combine with each other, the amount of goals they set up. I know there's a lot of talk at the moment between is Rooney, Van Persie better, or Suarez and Sturridge. But for me, I think Sturridge and Suarez, I just love the way they both play football, with a smile on their face.
Yeah, I think at the moment, that's it's Sturridge and Suarez. But I mean, you look at now Negredo and Aguero, you know, they're coming up late for their goal-scoring form. So we got to watch out for that as well.
Mm. Well, for Fulham, all hopes lie on the fact whether Brad Hanglin can return. Yeah.
The best part for Fulham is the post-match interview with Martin Yole. That's the most entertaining thing, or most boring thing you'll ever see in your life.
I've never heard such a deep voice as Martin Yole.
He looks like he should just like sweep up
he looks
after
like
the cameraman.
Oh,
leave.
Dude,
he looks like
that's Shrek. That's nasty, Ross.
Fulham's Sasha Rita starts a 3-match ban following his little stamping on Adnan Yanusai.
Shocking. I'm surprised Fellaini didn't knock his lights out.
Do you see how he's grabbing you? He's like, yeah.
Do you know what? I reckon that's probably the only thing saving Fellaini.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best move he's made since his signing. Let's face it, yeah?
I like that, yes.
Defending Yanusai. Yeah.
So anything he's defended this season.
Very good, very good. We move on. Spurs in fourth take on Newcastle in ninth. Spurs 3 days rest from their Europa League exertions. Newcastle, well, they blow hot and cold, don't they? They lose to the mid-table teams and they beat Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And you're scratching your head. You go, huh?
Spurs all the way in this game.
But well, I guess for Adam.
It's not for Adam. I honestly think Spurs is a much better team. It's just
for sure.
They need to start scoring goals
this
from
is
open
it.
Play.
That's their problem.
I also think they need to pick a consistent 11 in the midfield. You know, they're changing it around too much.
I just think the form of Loic Remy and Kabaye in that midfield. I just think Newcastle will get something from this match. Mm. I just have a feeling. And just Spurs just not scoring enough for me with the type of creative players that they have. They're just not doing enough.
I think he bought too much too fast.
Well,
it's like getting your first credit card, you go crazy. Mm. So buying about two or three really influential
players. It's because they had that bail money. They were like, we can have it.
They bought all these players before the bail money.
Well, they were.
They knew the money was coming.
Credit card.
True.
So what, Newcastle could come away from White Hart Lane with something?
Yeah, that's my opinion.
I have a feeling as well. Because Spurs haven't been scoring and Newcastle, you know, with the off and on form, it's very hard.
I thought they deployed the tactics really well last weekend against Chelsea as well.
Yeah, but Chelsea decided not to play during that game.
Well,
Chelsea
weren't bad. I mean, Terry had, what, two headers against the crossbar or something like that?
Apart from Terry, name any other player on that Chelsea squad that had a good game.
No, agreed. But up to the first half, I mean, Newcastle weren't great as well, you know. They're living by a thread. But they came out in the second half and they really took the game to Chelsea, which I liked.
Mm.
Well, what they do have is a very tight defence, Spurs. Lloris has clapped 11 clean sheets in 14 matches this season. So that's good going. It may not be a lot of goals in this one, possibly.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe just one.
Lloris just needs to keep his head in the game.
Yeah.
And then it'll be fine.
Oh, just keep his head. Yeah. It'd be nice. It's the early kickoff on Sunday. Tottenham against Newcastle, 8 p.m. kickoff. We're going to another break now, and this is Sunderland boss Gus Poyet, upbeat after they beat Southampton in the Capital One Cup in midweek.
Win is important, you know, your quarterfinals. We play Chelsea at home, which is going to be amazing. We passed the ball much better. Much better. We were desperate to see the team believing in the way that we want to play. We were calm. But overall, I think it was important for the players themselves. That would be a massive one. But I think it's the ones that you need to enjoy as well. Because when you get to the quarterfinals, you cannot ask for easy ones. You need to ask for the big ones. And let's wait for that. Let me think about Man City. That is going to be a massive one on Sunday.
Big front man, BFM 89.9.
Hi, I'm David May, and Thank Friday is football.
Nice one, David. You're back with Roshan Narayan, Syed Adni, and Craig Marais. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can SMS on 0162019000. Follow us on Facebook. It's football on BFM. Taking a look at the other ties in the BPL this weekend, we heard Sunderland's Gus Poyet speak before the break. They're in 19th at the moment, but Sunderland host Manchester City coming in off back-to-back victories.
Don't look at me at this one.
Hey, what? Hey, he says, shove.
Well, you never know, huh? You never know.
I'll be extremely surprised, or amazed rather, if Sunderland get anything from this game.
Yeah. It would need an off day from Aguero, Negredo.
The whole team, Ross.
Yeah.
The whole team.
Hot, you know.
With the four Manchester City are in, you know, it'll be devastating to see that.
I have respect for Gus Poyet. He is a brave man to take this job up, you know.
Well, he's put his reputation on the line, hasn't he? I mean, when he was at Brighton, he did really good things with them. He took them up to the Championship. Obviously, it didn't work out for him there. And, you know, going into this, none of the players are his own. Maybe he doesn't like some of them, but he's got to work with what he has. He does have 30 games. I mean, well, from the point where he took over, it was 30 games to get Sunderland out of trouble. He's got a very, very tough game this weekend. I mean, I thought he should have got something from the Sunderland game. From the Newcastle game. But he didn't. And I'm not too sure whether he can keep them up.
He should start building now for promotion.
Yeah.
In 2 years' time.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if they can do something in January, if he can buy it, where's the money going to come from? But it's still got a lot of time.
Okay, they've just spent all their money. I don't think most clubs won't buy
just
players.
Just sell them.
But who's going to buy them?
Yeah. I mean, the only player that would probably have some value on him would probably be Jaccarini.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only one to come out of this team with a little bit of credit. So it's going to be tough. I mean, Lee Cattermole didn't help last weekend when two players got sent off. It's not what you want to see from a team that's battling relegation. I thought they did well with 9 men.
Yeah.
At Hull, they did well.
But the second foul was, the second red card was more of a red card than anything else.
Banned. Decena. Yeah. He should be banned for a while for that.
Well, it's a big ask. We're predicting probably a lot of goals in this one.
I'm not.
No?
I'd say maybe three. Two.
Anything
I'm
more than one is a lot.
I'm going for a big win for City.
Yep.
7-0?
It's a 10:05 kickoff on Sunday. Sunderland, Man City, Southampton in 6th against Hull City in 10th. Yeah. Southampton celebrated this week because Jay Rodriguez and Adam Lallana got called into the England squad. We were saying how good Lallana has been this season.
They're so good to watch. It's actually quite entertaining. Mm-hmm. And it's quite surprising as well. When you saw them last year, I mean, there were bright sparks. But ever since Mauricio Pochettino has come in, they've just gone to another level.
Yep. And they've bought very well. They've bought very well and they've gelled very well. You know, they're playing so much as a unit now, going forward, defending. But I think their defending is one of the most exciting things I've seen.
They did have the second, I don't know if they still do, but they had the second best defensive record in Europe. So that says a lot.
Yeah. And the most important thing is they play as a team.
Yeah.
If they lose the ball, they're chasing it together. You know, it's absolutely wonderful to watch.
I think Adney touched upon it just now. They work as a unit, and that's when they attack, they attack as a unit, when they defend, they defend as a unit as well. Yeah. And it really helps when they've got quality players.
Young ones.
Young
as
ones
well.
As well. Like, yeah. I was just going to say, James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been fantastic for them this
young
season.
Young Luke Shaw as well.
Luke Shaw at left back. I mean, but it's
Nathan
good that.
Klein.
Nathan Klein. And I love the fact that the core of this team is English. And it only bodes well for England in the future.
And can you think back to the time when Nigel Atkins was sacked? Everyone was going, "What are they doing? Yeah. What are they?" Yeah. Well, now they know, don't they? They know.
That's true.
I remember a good friend of ours, Mr. Peter Barnes, absolutely slated Mauricio Pochettino. He said he kind of looked like, he sounded like a pizza's name, but I was like, what it is. Don't mention that on air. Don't mention that on air. Yeah. You know, true story.
I understand he's not working now, Mr. Barnes.
He's going to come down.
Yeah, but he's actually working when I was in England. I managed to have a chat with him, and he's working for City now.
Yeah, and he's coming down and going to be a guest pundit soon on Astro
Super
Sport.
He's working for Miss Noha Lisa.
Channel.
Anyway, move on. All right.
City Noha Lisa? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said he's working.
That was his joke.
Oh, City.
Oh, gosh.
Shocking.
Yeah. All right. We should mention Cardiff City, who won the South Wales Derby last weekend. They are away at Aston Villa. This is very much a bottom half of the table battle, this one.
It's
Villa in 14th.
Well.
Yeah, Cardiff. But, I mean, if they're going to survive, they need points at places like these, right?
You got a feel for Villa. At the start of the season, everyone said, oh, they're starting to live up to their potential. And it's like someone just burst their bubble and they're back down again.
Benteke got injured. That's why.
No, not only Benteke.
That was a while ago. He's been playing, six games in a row now and hasn't scored. So, he needs to start scoring. So why Aston Villa.
A lot of how Villa do will be dependent on how Benteke plays.
Yeah, for true.
The front three, actually, Wyman and Agbonlahor. As well.
So who's going to win this one, Villa or Cardiff?
I'm going to say Villa win.
Draw. I won't be watching this game, I'll be honest.
All right, elsewhere, Swansea are playing Stoke, Norwich are playing West Ham, and of course Palace are playing Everton. We've got producer Andy now, who's going to tell us who's in and out this weekend. But first, an update on fantasy football. Who's in the running to win that international stay at one of those Tune hotels?
In our fantasy league, top of the pile this week is Hazri Hayes' Campiones with 641 points. Well done, Hazri. As usual, top of the table. Captain Sergio Aguero delivered 36 points. Massive. In second place is PY Arsenal Gunnersbury. In third, we have Aaron Selvam's I Score When I Want. Fourth place belongs to Gunasekaran Ramasamy's Legend 18. And in fifth, we have Matthew Wong's Los Merengues. Our top pundit is still Craig Moraes, despite slipping to 17th place. Our bottom pundit is still Matt Bellotti. His real saucier dad sits in 176th place. So as you get ready to sort your teams for the weekend, here's an injury update from the treatment table. Chelsea will battle the Baggies with both Hazard and Bertrand carrying knocks, though both should be okay in time for the match. Fernando Torres won't make it back until the end of the month. West Brom's Scott Sinclair faces a late fitness test, while Anelka should return from illness to face his old club. Crystal Palace's injury list is still extensive, with Guardiola, Williams, Hunt, McCarthy and Glenn Murray still missing for the Eagles. They play Everton with Romelu Lukaku looking to be okay, having suffered a knock on his thigh. Liverpool and Fulham meet at Anfield, and the Reds have doubts over Steven Gerrard while Glenn Johnson has been ill. Fulham will welcome back Hangeland, but have doubts over Hugo Rodallega. Spurs play Newcastle. Rose, Chadley and Adebayor are unavailable, but Kyle Norton is ready for selection. Newcastle have three absentees, namely Hedera, Dummett and Stephen Taylor. Sunderland are up against City, with Vito Minone expected to deputise in goal for the injured Westwood. City have doubts over Silva, Garcia and Fernandinho, while Kompany and Jovetic are still out. In the big one, Arsenal had hoped Theo Walcott would make it to face United at Old Trafford, and it appears that the match will come too soon for the England winger. Matthew Flamini, though, should return, but Jack Wilshere won't make it. United are without Carrick and Welbeck. Cleverley should be okay, but doubts persist over Evans and Raphael. That's it for this round. Have a good week and stay healthy.
Producer Andy and the treatment room.
Ah, boo. Mm. I mean, yay. I mean,
Elsewhere in football this weekend, in the Championship, Queen's Park Rangers, who are third in the Champo, they're involved in the early kickoff. They are away at Reading, who are fifth. It's Saturday, 8:15, that one kicks off. Burnley, who are first, take on Bournemouth. Leicester City, owned by Thailand. Aren't they? they play Bob's Nottingham Forest, and that's the real reason why Bob's not here today, I reckon.
That's going to be a good match, actually.
He's just been gutted.
That's going to be a good match.
Yeovil, bottom of the league, take on 10th place Wigan in the only Sunday Championship game. In the Bundesliga, this week Robert Lewandowski came out and said, listen, don't ask me anymore. Yeah. I've made my decision. I know where I'm going. I'll tell everyone in January.
Do you know what the rumors are, though?
It's Bayern, isn't
no.
it?
No.
No?
There's another one I just read. It's just quite interesting. Barcelona have actually tried to make contact with Borussia Dortmund for Robert Lewandowski. So, but they don't know whether to bring him in Jan or most likely next year, because Jan, he's already cup-tied for the Champions League.
I was just going to say.
So that's another one.
But I thought Real Madrid was sniffing around, because I remember after he scored 4 goals against them.
No, but that was Perez. A long time ago, but this is quite about three or four days ago, just before the Champions League, I read this.
He'd be a great signing for anyone, right?
He'd so be young. Perfect for Barcelona. Messi would be, they'd finally not have a fake number 9, or false number 9, as it's called now.
But do you think Messi will go to the side?
Messi will go to the right wing, Neymar on the left.
Yeah.
You got Xavi, Busquets in the centre.
Well, I think they're perfect with Messi in the middle. He's still scoring the goals every week.
Actually, to be honest, Barcelona this season, most of it has gone through Neymar, if you realise.
Yeah.
It's on the left. And that's where Dani Alves, don't know why he's still playing, but he's bombing forward on the right and putting in some horrible crosses, but it's all gone through Neymar.
Good. We've done our Spanish football coverage in the German section. That's wicked stuff. Because in Germany this weekend, Dortmund, they're away at Wolfsburg. Dortmund, of course, second. Bayern Munich, top of the table, play 13th place Augsburg. And you've got Bayer Leverkusen, third, against Hamburger SV, who are 14th. In France this weekend, Monaco reeling after back-to-back defeats.
Terrible defence.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, that is their problem. The midfield is fantastic with Carrasco, Campos, and the Rodriguez guy, and Riviere, who is, hopefully he's back.
James Rodriguez?
No, it's the guy at the right winger, but he's left-footed. And then you got Falcao up front, but the defence is absolutely rubbish.
Mm. But they signed Cavallo, didn't they?
Yeah, and but he's like, what, 55?
Exactly.
But, you know, the players in defence, they're all old players. You know, you've got Abidal there, you've got...
he's gone for experience, hasn't he?
But still, and they're slow, you know. Yeah. The league is getting faster and
you
faster
watch all
every
their
year.
Goals. You watch all the goals. They're completely off the pace. Mm-hmm. And
you've got
Tulala
in the middle. So, you know, he's experienced. But, you know, everyone's just going past them. So
going forward, they were fantastic. But it's another team like Dortmund who can't find goals at the moment.
Well, it should be a full house in Monaco. They should be playing in front of 1,000 people at least. as they take on Evian Thonon Gaillard. PSG, top of the table, play Nice. Nice. In 11. Olympique Marseille, fifth, take on Sochaux, bottom of the table. In Serie A, this week, Allegri's come out and kind of slated Balotelli, saying he's going to be more used from the bench.
If he does that, then I think he...
Because you were saying he's the only good thing that came out.
Yeah, against Barcelona, true. He was the only one with quality, pace, power. And once he came on, Kaká was released and he just started playing even better.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe to say that if Allegri does put him on the bench, he is...
Allegri is under some quite serious pressure.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, his job's on the line at the moment. And... I was doing a show earlier on this week, and apparently, apparently Clarence Seedorf has.
That is a rumor. Apparently, it's not confirmed yet.
Yeah. I mean, this is a rumor. There's a rumor
floating
around there.
Berlusconi's daughter is messing things up there right now.
It's always women with Berlusconi, isn't it?
It runs in the family.
That's going to let Craig talk, Roshan.
No.
Clarence Seedorf is going to take over at the end of the season. He signed a pre-contract. Apparently.
No, but
all rumours, whatever.
Well, AC Milan in 11th, entertain bottom of the table, Chievo. They must get something out of that one. Roma, who dropped a point, remember?
Yep,
dropped 2 points. Exactly.
Yeah.
They take on 18th place, Sassuolo. You've got Juventus in third against Napoli in second. That would
be
the biggest game in
what
Italy
game
this
that
weekend.
I'll be out watching that if it's not too late.
Oh, thank God. Thank God you're going to be up watching that.
Why, Adnew? Aren't you supposed to go to bed early?
I'm still on my holiday.
Off season. Early to bed, early to rise, you know.
In La Liga, next season, Real Madrid could be playing their football at the Microsoft Bernabeu.
Apparently, they're giving out laptops as well. Right? For season. No, I'm just kidding. Don't, that's a lie.
Rush is going to get a season ticket, right?
Season ticket, you get a laptop.
It's okay, I'll bring my own hard drive. But yeah, I mean, Madrid selling out, Americans buying into football. What's happening?
I'm not so sure if this is going to happen.
I don't think they'll change the name like what Newcastle did. The St. James Arena.
I think they should keep the tradition. You know, it's they're full of history, Real Madrid. So I think they should just keep.
Do they really need the money?
Exactly. I was just going to say, I don't think financially they need it that much. I think they've got mega deals.
But
in
was
place.
It from the Bale transfer they need this money?
Yeah. No. Just gel for those two.
And you got to pay Ronaldo's wages.
Exactly.
As well.
Real Madrid in third. Entertain Real Sociedad. You've got Barcelona, who got Messi back scoring again. They play 18th place, Real Betis. Atletico Madrid hanging in there. Are Atletico going to finish above Real?
Do you know, by the way they're playing, I wouldn't say no. But it depends on one person. Unfortunately, in that team, it's Diego Costa. Yeah. If he stops scoring goals, that team will start to struggle a bit.
Yeah.
But that being said, also, I think they're a really good team.
They're great to watch as well.
Mm-hmm. Very entertaining, apart from the Spanish commentator.
They're away at Villarreal, who are also going great guns. Right, that's it. That's about it. We've got just enough time to maybe get a big shout from each of the guys. Craig, what's your big shout for the weekend then?
United to beat Arsenal. We are the underdogs.
I'll go to Roshan next. What's your big shout?
Juventus to thump Napoli because of the defence.
So I've got a big shout for us.
Yep, Liverpool to beat Fulham and Arsenal to lose, although I predicted them to win. But, you know, it's always nice to get back to the top.
Liverpool against Fulham's not a big shout. Come on.
I'm a Liverpool fan. I'll shout whenever I want for Liverpool.
I'm going for Malaysia to thrash Kuwait.
Today?
Yeah, tonight at 11.
It's a friendly, right?
Yeah, friendly.
It's not TV though, is it?
No, I don't know. We are going to sign out with, we of course didn't have a lot of time to talk about it, but we're going to hear from them now, the new joint Irish management of Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane. Oh my goodness.
Won't understand a word.
You should have watched the McCarthy interview about it.
Yeah. He just smiled and laughed.
Yeah? Well, have a great weekend. Back on Monday. Bye now.
He's coming with me. Personally speaking, I think he'll be great for me, but more importantly, he'll be great for the Republic of Ireland.
Roy?
No, fantastic news. Delighted, obviously. Honoured that Martin's asked me to go and help him with the team. Very excited. I mightn't look it, but I am. And looking forward to working with the players and trying to get to the Euros.
Well, I think I'm the bad cop, and I think he's the bad cop. But I think we're excited by it. It looks as if we've got something to go and do to go with. I'm looking forward to it greatly.
Thank Friday. It's football every Friday at 8 p.m. on BFM 89.9. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.